There are three things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was matir, and his cow went out, and its mashma went out on Shabbos, not Yontif. It went out with a ritzua between its horns, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, his lav dafka wasn't his cow, rather it was his neighbor's cow. She let it go out with a ribbon between its horns, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that it's allowed to go out like that because it was there for decoration. And anything that's a tachshit, for decoratory purposes, like an ornament, is not considered a masoi, carrying on Shabbos. But the Chum held that anything that's extra, like extra guarding, even if it's there for beauty, is considered a masoi, it's carrying. And you're not allowed to have your animal carry. This is shvisas behemta. Umekardinus a behemah b'yantif. Rabbi Eliezer held that you're allowed to comb a behemah on yantif, and the comb had thinner teeth, and there was a concern that it would poke the animal and cause a chabura. But since it's a davar shelo miskaven, it wasn't inevitably going to happen, because if it was inevitable, even Rabbi Shimon, who held that the davar shelo miskaven is mutter, Rabbi Shimon was moda by a psik ratio. If it was inevitable, then it's usher according to everybody. So it obviously wasn't inevitable, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Now, it says b'yomtiv. So Tes Yomtiv is medayik that this case, and only this case, was on Yomtiv. However, the cow that went after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow, that was on Shabbos. He says, from here you see there's only an issue of shvisas behemto on Shabbos. There's no iser whatsoever of shvisas behemto on Yomtiv. That's what Tes Yomtiv says. There are those that are chaylik on that, though. V'shoychakin es ha-pilpulin b'reichayim shalahem. And they were allowed to crush pilpulin, which is pepper, b'reichayim shalahem, in a mill. There was like a little pepper grinder, pepper mill. There was smaller made specifically for it. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't makardinus a behemah b'yantif. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot comb the animal with this type of comb on yantif, neisha osa chabura, aval makartifin. But you can comb with a comb that had wider teeth that wouldn't be so prone to causing a chabura. And Rabbi Yehuda himself, who holds that a davar shelo miskaven is osur, that's why he says you cannot, because it may make a chabura. It says osa chabura, but it may make a chabura. But you can't be makartifin, which is with the wider one, which sounds like it almost never causes a chabura. The Chum Oymrim ein mekardin af loy mekartzefin. The Chum say, you can't do either. Because the Chum also held like Rabbi Yehuda, but they were even more machmer in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rav says, we hold like Rabbi Shimon like this, that a davar shenu miskaven is mutter. And on this specific halacha, we would hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you can be mekardin as a behema, because a davar shenu miskaven is mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon.